Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know him from ESPN's First Take, the Stephen A. Smith Show on ESPN Radio also. Stephen A. Smith,
hey.
Thank you so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. If you're running the Golden State Warriors, you want Ben Simmons?
Yes, I do. I do understand that from what I'm hearing, they're a house divided in that regard. Some people do, some people don't. I would tell you that I certainly understand anybody in the Bay Area that's looked at the way that Draymond Green has struggled to shoot the basketball over the last few years from the perimeter and say, adding Ben Simmons to that mix, where would that leave us? What I would remind everybody is that, you know, aside from Draymond Green, as far as I'm concerned, being a basketball savant, or somebody that knows the game inside out and is a perfect complement to the likes of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. I'd also add this. When you look at Ben Simmons, think about it this way. At 6'10", with his magnificent ball handling skills, his athleticism, his ability to push the ball up the floor, to finish at the basket, to kick the ball out to open shooters, and being an elite defender. I have a vote. He was my vote. He got my vote for Defensive Player of the Year. That's how big time he is. If people looked at Ben Simmons and said, do you realize, and I think they should think about this, realize that if Ben Simmons could shoot free throws in the 75 to 80% range, if he were to learn to hit free throws, he would easily be a 23 to 25 point per game scorer without a jump shot. That's how good he is. And so when I think about it from that perspective, and I'm looking at the rest of Golden State's roster, I'm thinking about the likes of an Andrew Wiggins and a few first-round picks. Give it up to get Ben Simmons. Make sure you keep Wiseman. Make sure you keep Draymond Green. And, of course, Klay and Steph. Would I do that? Yes, I would.
Stephen A., I'm going to keep it professional, man. You're a bad boy. Keep up the good work. But what about this? You can't just go through a drive-thru. Hey, can we take your order, sir? I need a jump shot, because we know Ben Simmons doesn't have that. But what about the collateral damage, the collapse? It's bigger than basketball, Stephen A., that we saw Ben go through on a national stage. Do you think he can just get past that, or is there just collateral damage that will follow him?
Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, I never said anything about a jump shot. We know he doesn't have that. And we know that you don't just get that. That doesn't just fall on, out of trees and stuff. We get that. I said free throws as opposed to jump shots. I think that he could learn to be a considerably better free throw shooter. The jump shot, he might never get that. I'm willing to concede that. But when you talk about Ben Simmons and you talk about the collapse, that's why he has to get the hell out of Philadelphia. I don't think Philadelphia will ever let him live that down. Not just the city, but the organization, which is why you're hearing him involved in so many trade rumors. They know that he may be a bit shot confidence-wise in that city. When you talk about him going someplace for a new fresh start, you don't just send him anywhere. I didn't say send him to the Lakers. I didn't say send him to Oklahoma City. I didn't say send him to a plethora of places that are devoid of perimeter shooters. I told y'all he should join the greatest shooting backcourt in the history of basketball. You're talking about Klay Thompson. I'm so sick of the lack of love this guy gets. This guy is one of the top five shooters in the history of basketball. You can't find five shooters that you can definitively say is a better shooter than Klay Thompson. He's that elite. If his career were to end right now and he never played a game, he would be a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, a three-time champion who religiously shoots better than 40% from three-point range throughout his entire career. And his backcourt mate happens to be a dude who easily could have just won MVP at age 33, who just finished leading the league in scoring with about 32 a game, who is the greatest shooter God has ever created, in Steph Curry. So I got a guy in Ben Simmons and another guy in Draymond Green who know better than to even think about taking a jump shot before those two people. What's the problem?
Stephen A.
What is the problem?
Good point. It's a good point. What it feels, Stephen A., like the price is coming down for Ben Simmons at this point. What kind of trade package, in your estimation, would Philly accept or eventually have to accept because they've made it known his time is done there?
It has to be a starter. It has to be a starter. It needs to be a who can put in 18 to 19 a game. Okay? It needs to be that, and it also needs to be you also need to give up picks. That's what they need to do. Plain and simple.
And that's what, and they have that. Stephen A. Smith joining us. You know him from the host, as the host of First Take on ESPN. Happy to have him jump on, especially in a hurry. Hey, here's another thing that's come up again about Ben Simmons. Is he a diva who isn't willing to work hard? That's one of the raps we've heard against him.
Yes, that's what they say about him. How true that is remains to be seen. I know that he was hanging out with the Kardashians. I know that he loves being out in Southern California. I know that his definition of working out is just going to the gym, remaining in shape, and playing with other pros, as opposed to legitimately working on the nuances of his game. I know that he had scheduled workouts with people over the years, and on many, many occasions just didn't show up. That his work ethic has been questioned in that regard. These are the kind of things that were said about him. I never spoke to him directly to ask him the truth, the veracity of those statements, but those things have been said. He is perceived as a guy that needs to be more diligent in his work ethic, and he hasn't been that.
Stephen A., the guy's kidding me because I feel like I know hoops to where I could just see a guy for the first time, and I'm like, you know what? He got it. And that leads me to Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green. They look like they got something. Last year, LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards, and I keep thinking about James Wiseman. Like, this is a big year for him. Can you share with us what the national perception of Wiseman is at this juncture?
Oh, they think he's got a lot of talent, and I'm one of those people. He's a seven-footer, lefty, can play, he could definitely put on some more weight, but he was developing nicely as far as I was concerned last year. And again, I can't stop coming back to Klay Thompson. Mm. I don't understand why people don't appreciate how the combination of him and Steph on the court, the opportunities that's going to create for somebody like a James Wiseman. Put this in perspective, y'all, and somewhat a rhetorical question. Can James Wiseman score against somebody else in the NBA one-on-one?
Yes.
Would you say one-on-one, right?
Yes.
Now let me ask you this follow-up question. Who the hell is doubling him with Klay and Steph on the court? Who? Nobody's doubling them. They're going to say, hey, you got to handle him on your own. Some dudes, they're going to leave alone just to avoid leaving Klay and Steph alone. That's the kind of impact they have. I have been covering the NBA for 25 years. I have been watching it all my life. I have never, ever seen any backcourt that can shoot like them. Ever. Ever.
Me neither.
They're that deadly. And I'm not talking Maurice Cheeks. and Andrew Toney with the Sixers in 1983 when you 15 feet away from the basket. You have to start guarding these dudes the second they step past half court. And the only reason that wouldn't be applicable to Klay Thompson is because he chooses not to. Steph would pull up from 40. Klay might say, okay, I'll do it from 30. That's about it. These guys, I've never seen anything like it. Ever.
I'm with you there. Go ahead, JD.
No, that being said, is the Warriors roster in your mind good enough to contend for a championship this coming season?
Yes.
Without Ben Simmons?
I have the Warriors easily as a Final Four team in the NBA next year.
Oh, my.
I have them going to the conference finals at the very least. I haven't ruled out them winning the championship. I just need to see how they look. But right now, without a game being played, all you have to tell me is Klay Thompson and Steph Curry are going to be healthy on the court together for the season, and I'm telling you, we're going to be in Oakland for a conference final.
Steven, ahead, I'm with you. But
I'm sorry, not Oakland, San Francisco. I apologize. You know,
you can still not. We still want you at at Lake Chalet. Lake Chalet still happening in Oakland, buddy.
I love it. I love it there. I love the Oak Town is big time. I love the folks out there. The whole bit. I love their passion and knowledge of the game. It's a great city. I'm going to miss the Oracle. I haven't been to their new arena yet, obviously because of COVID. But I love the Oracle, and I'm anxious to see. And Joe Lacob and Myers and Steve Nash and those guys have been talking about this new arena for quite some time. So I can't wait to see it. But I don't give a damn where it is. I'm telling you right now. It, to me, when you look, let's just go down the team. Let's go down the list, guys. Yeah, we got the Lakers with Westbrook and AD and LeBron, and they are who they are, no question about that. But there is something to be said about LeBron shooting 69% from the free throw line this past season, and Westbrook shooting 65%. Not to say that would last, but on their best day, they ain't Klay and Steph. Not from the perimeter and not from the free throw line. Ain't going to happen. That's one down. The Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, we don't even know he's going to be back. That's two down. Dallas don't have the roster outside of Luka. That's three down. Portland, excuse me, they weren't good enough before. We know how good they can be, but the bottom line is good enough to beat the Warriors. We don't see that. That's four down. Utah, somehow, some way, always coming up short in the postseason. It's Donovan Mitchell and everybody else still haven't found the necessary help he needs in order to be successful. That's five down. Denver's a legitimate threat with the Joker, with the elevation of Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray, but they haven't proven it yet. And when you think about the Western Conference, who can't a healthy Warrior squad beat? Who can't they beat?
Wow. Yeah. Stephen A., we got a saying.
Conference finals.
I hear you. We got a saying on the show when something needs to be talked about. Let's put the rat on the table. And I'm with you. All three of us are. But when you eat your dinner tonight, you wash it down with that fine wine, whatever the beverage is. When you talk about Klay, he won't be ready for the regular season. So I'm a little nervous, Steve, that I can't think of what John Wall that had back-to-back, you know, injuries, you know, big ones like Klay has suffered. How confident are you that he can be himself again?
I'm scared about that, but I'm not a doctor. Are you? Neither of us.
No.
We do what we do. That's why I prefaced my comments by saying, if Klay and Steph are on the court together healthy, I understand that injuries are a legit concern. I'm just telling you, if at any point, let's just say, for example, you know what, Klay Thompson is scheduled, the season scheduled a start October 19th. You're not going to be available until January. I'm not thinking about, well, damn, he's not going to be available until January. So you know what? He doesn't have a full season under his belt. What I'm thinking of is, all right, I got January, I got February, I got March, I get into April. That gives him about 2 months to get his wind under him and be ready. A shooter like that, you don't concern yourself with. You know, if you play ball, okay, on any level, and if you had a perimeter shot, it don't matter how long you've been off. You can go out there for a few hours. Your shot comes back. Because when you got it, you got it. Gentlemen, these are God-given snipers. I've never seen – listen, I've had conversations with Hall of Famers. I've looked them in the face. Ray Allen, Reggie Miller, Chris Mullin. I mean, I go back to the days of Downtown Freddie Brown on the Seattle Supersonics, y'all. Ricky Pierce, Dale Ellis, okay? The older Curry, for crying out loud. Allen Houston, Ray Allen, Reggie Miller, Chris Mullin. I don't give a damn who you say. There has never been two shooters together in the same backcourt. I've looked Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars in the face and told him to call Vinny the microwave driver. I don't give a damn who you call. You go to Andrew Tony Maurice. I don't care. You can get Bird up in there. Give me Nowitzki. All of them. There has never, ever been two dudes in the same backcourt with that shooting ability. You give me them healthy, I'm betting my money, at the very least, they go into the conference finals, and it might take the likes of Harden, Kyrie, and KD to stop them, because you could outscore them. You're not stopping those two. It's not happening.
Stephen A. Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. Yeah. Hey, Stephen, when somebody says something good on our show as a guest, we make a scissors motion with our fingers, like cut it up, because we're going to play that. Clearly, we're going to be playing that in the Bay, that you think the Golden State Warriors are in terrific, terrific shape. You also have another soundbite out here that we use regarding the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. Play it, Spadone.
Porn star Jimmy.
What's the guy have to do to get a new nickname? He hasn't been on a date, Stephen A., in about 7 months. He's studying the playbook. He's doing all the right things.
Whoa. That's a very intimate detail you just provided. How do you know he hasn't been on a date?
Hey, it's theater of the mind.
No.
Made up.
Theater of the mind. If you're going out with a porn star, forgive me for assuming you probably had a date in the last 7 months. I don't believe that for 1 second, okay? And let me tell you something, and major props to him. Major props to him. Good-looking dude, smart, starting quarterback in the NFL, delivered you a conference title, went to a Super Bowl before he folded in the fourth quarter with two passes he should have connected on. We got all of that. The only reason and remember, I keep telling y'all, I never said it was an insult that I called the poor star. I never said that was an insult.
I didn't take it as much.
I never once said that was an insult. You didn't hear that from me. I wasn't criticizing him. I'm just saying, damn, you going to go out with a porn star? Does it need to be off of Melrose in Southern California? I mean, my goodness. I mean, you're begging for people to see you. You see what I'm saying?
So yes, sir.
That's all my point was. But at the end of the day, when healthy, the 49ers win games with him. He's to be respected. He was worth every cent of the $137.5 million, $72 million guaranteed. He delivered you a conference championship and brought you within 15 minutes of a Super Bowl championship. Give him credit where credit is due. But I do think his durability has been too repeated on too many occasions of a question. And when you got a guy like Trey Nance, I think that says we've lost faith in Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe not in his skill set, but in our ability to depend on him. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we might need to go in a different direction. That's clearly what the San Francisco 49ers are doing, and it is what it is.
Stephen A. Smith, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Appreciate
it was on the spur of the moment. Keep up the good work, and we'll catch you when you get out to the Bay.
I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to coming out there this season. Make no mistake about it, and I'm rooting for y'all because basketball has missed the Golden State Warriors over the last 2 years in the postseason. We have desperately missed them. The basketball world is better when them brothers are on the court playing basketball.
All righty.
Love it.
You heard it. Stephen A. Smith, ESPN, host of First Take.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.